This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
I'm enjoying myself here in Denver, Colorado at the Simply Jesus Conference, a conference that Carl Madera started a couple of years ago, and having a great time. It's all about what does it mean to tell stories of Jesus? And we live in a culture that's not saying, tell me the verses of Jesus. It's telling us, crying for us to tell the stories of Jesus. So it's a sheer delight to be in a mix of people that are just into telling Jesus stories. But I was thinking, you know, if there's one thing we need here, is there is such a real chorus of Jesus stories, and it's so rare to find that, but just a chorus of people just singing Jesus stories. We need an atheist. We need somebody in here that can say, I'm not getting this story, and that story is really makes no sense to me. And because we just don't want to, you know, sing to the choir. And I was thinking some atheist stories. And do I know any atheist stories? And the only atheist story, at least the first one that came to mind was, and some of you may have heard this before, the story of the atheist who was walking through the woods and said to himself, what majestic trees, what powerful rivers, what beautiful animals, and just was caught up in the beauty of nature. And as he continued walking alongside the river, he heard this rustling in the bushes. And when he turned to look, he saw a 7-foot grizzly bear charging toward him. And the grizzly ran towards him, and the faster the grizzly ran, the faster the atheist could run and did run up the path. But looking over his shoulder, he saw that the bear was closing in on him. His heart was pumping, and he tried to run even faster. And at one point, he tripped and fell on the ground and rolled over just in time to see the bear raise his paw to take a fatal swipe right at his face. And at that instant, our atheist friend cried out, oh my God, save me! And when he uttered those words, time stopped. The bear froze, the forest was silent, and it was then that the famous blue light from heaven shone upon the man, and a voice from the sky said, let me get this right. You deny my existence for all of these years. You teach others I don't exist. You even credit creation to a cosmic accident. But now, in your hour of need, you expect me to save you as a Christian follower? The atheist, filled with integrity, as they often are, really, looked directly into the blue light and said, it would be hypocritical of me to ask you suddenly to treat me as a believer. Now, you're right. But perhaps you couldn't make the bear a Christian? Now, you can stop the story there if you're telling it. But actually, the story that I remember goes on, and it goes like this. Very well, good idea, said God. And with that, the blue light went out, the sounds of the forest resumed, and then the bear lowered his paw, bowed his head, and spoke. Lord, bless this food that I am about to receive, and make me grateful through Christ our Lord. Amen. And then you know the rest of the story. Len Sweet here, having a great time with friends at the Simply Jesus Conference, but needing the corrective voice of the nuns and the duns, those fast-growing segment of the American religious scene, the nuns that have no religious faith, and the duns that have said, I've had it, I'm out of here, been there, done that. Glad to be back with Napkin Scribbles.